Hi, Keith.
This is Keith.
Hi, it's Sammy calling from Milestone Capital. We finance businesses. So I know you've looked at financing in the past. I'm just looking to provide you the most profitable option. Do you have any advances or loans out at the moment?
We do not.
Do you know, okay, well, what we can do for you, we can give you up to 150% of your monthly revenue. What do you do in monthly revenue at the moment?
We're averaging, I want to say, around 50,000.
Okay, great. So we can give you like a max of 75K as a tax-free loan. What do you guys do over there?
We install fiberglass swimming pools.
Oh, that's nice. I've not heard that one before. How long have you been in business?
Right out of a year.
About a year, okay. And do you have any partners or is it just you?
It's me and one other partner.
Okay, great. So if I was able to get you capital at the best rate and term, how much would you need?
We were looking at between 50 and 100,000. I do know one issue we've been having is in the month of July, we allowed a customer to pay us a wire transfer to our personal account.
Okay.
And the funds were never transferred to our business account.
Okay.
And I know with other lenders that's been an issue. Even though we could provide the personal statement where it showed it, a lot of people don't, look at that.
Yeah, no problem. I think I've had a similar customer like that before, and I'm sure it got accepted. As long as the statement was shown and they put a reason for that, it was fine. What would you use it for if you used to get funded?
I think it depends on the amount that we are able to get. I know we have one debt that we kind of wanted to, consolidate or take care of, and then also to grow the business as far as a little towards marketing and then towards opening up like a full supply store.
Okay, great. That sounds good. So how soon would you need that if you used to get funded?
We were kind of looking to do it immediately.
Okay, great. So what we can do, we can get you accepted in 24 hours as long as everything goes through okay. And the money could be into your account as soon as 3 days. So what I can do for you, I can send you for an application to your email. All you have to do is upload 4 months of that business bank statements. Again, you can upload that 1 month of the personal as well as the same month as the business as well. And we'll add a little note in there just to explain what happened. And then what will happen, an underwriter will contact you and it will present you with an offer. They won't run your credit or anything. And you can make the decision from there. That sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to check your correct email is laura.kmts@gmail.com.
It's actually laura@denimpools.
Sorry, Laura at, say that again.
Denim, like the blue jeans, denim?
Yeah, denim, yep.
Pools.com.
No problem at all. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to quickly add you onto our CRM system, and I'll send you through an email. And then from there, if you upload 4 of your statements, and I'll get an underwriter to contact you within the next hour.
Oh,
and they can present you with some offers. So just bear with me 2 seconds whilst I just input your data onto our CRM. Is the company name still Denim?
It is. It's Denim Pools Plus.
Denim Pools Plus. Denim Pools Plus. That's great. Primary number. And can you just repeat for me the best contact number for yourself? 770-912-8960. 8960. Great. So I've got your name. Yep. Okay, Keith. Do you have your laptop or you have access to your email on your phone with you?
I have a laptop right here.
Okay, great. So I'm going to send you through an email now. It will come through as sammy@milestonecapitalfunding.com. Just let me know when you get that. Again, check your junk as it may go in there.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you open that email, and then there's a button that says click here.
Got it.
Yep. And then if you just double check the details are on there are correct. So just your name, business name, email. And then just click accept as well. You got that, Keith?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it should bring you onto a screen where it's asking you to upload something. Have you got that?
Yeah, it's asking for how much capital, what are you seeking funds for, how much do you need to fund.
Give me 1 second. Yeah, no worries. I can add all that in after our conversation.
Okay.
But the main details are correct. It's your name, your business name, and your email.
I'm not seeing where it says that part.
Okay. Can you click accept on the bottom?
Click what now? Accept?
Yeah, so just go to the next page, and it will get you to upload your business bank statements.
It's asking us to fill out this information a little further. The entity type, entity or industry type, business start date.
Okay. Sorry. Give me 1 second, then. I will fill it out for you now. 1 second. So you're seeking the funds for, let's say, working capital. So you want to sort of expand equipment marketing. You need the funds immediately. You're currently averaging, you said, around 50,000 a month.
Yes.
And the speed, payments method. That's all good. Okay, just bear with me 1 second, Keith, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'll just pull out for you, okay, 1 second.
Can I let you talk to Laura?
Yeah, no problem. Just hold the line for me 1 second, though.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, ask Gabe, they don't have to wrap everyone what he is. Is there another one he likes?
Gabe, is there another drink that you like? They don't have the raspberry. He said just a dip in Arizona.
Is watermelon fine?
Watermelon? Yeah, that's fine. He said we get two of them. Did you already get duct tape?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're not far, I guess?
No.
Okay. Right up the road at the gas station.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Keith.
This is Laura.
Oh, hi, Laura. How are you? It's Sammy from Marsden Capital.
Yes, sir.
Good. So have you got that page in front of you?
Okay.
Okay, so the first question would be, how much capital do you need?
Yes.
So if you could fill that out, I think Keith said from anywhere from 50 to 100,000.
Yes.
Yep, and then what are you seeking the funds for? There's a drop-down menu. Just click what you need that for.
Okay.
And then the funds, how you need, how soon would you need it? So again, immediately, Keith said.
Okay.
What's most important, speed for yourself or rate term or the loan amount?
Okay.
Yep. And then just double check the owner email is correct. Brett@denimballs.com.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. And then just click save and continue.
Okay.
And then the entity type. So I believe you are a LLC?
Yes.
Yep, so LLC. And then industry type. We can say construction. I know you do pools. So you can say construction, residential or commercial. And then your business start date, if you input that in.
Okay.
And then your address of the business.
Okay.
And then, yep, the zip code and the city.
Okay. Now, my physical address is incorrect.
Oh, God. There's always one problem, isn't there? These systems. Is that the business address?
Yes.
And is it not letting you get past that?
No, it's telling me, it's just giving me a red sign for the physical address part.
Is the zip code in the city and the state been put in as well?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second. Hi, Laura. If you just put in just the name of the street, see if that just if that's okay.
No.
Still doesn't let you go past?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, 1 second. Right, can you just tell me what you're writing down, and I'll see if I can do it on my end.
It's 216.
Yep.
Back. Lane.
Vax, V-A-X.
Yes, T-E-R.
V-A-R.
Yeah.
Lane.
Yes.
216 VAR Lane. And the zip code?
30248.
30248. And the city?
Locust Grove.
Locust Grove.
Yes.
And the state?
Georgia.
Georgia. And your federal tax ID?
92.
Yep.
067.
Yep.
6931.
Yep. 31. 17. I'm sorry, what's your business start date?
What was that?
Your business start date?
Was August 13th, 2022.
August 13th, 2022. So just bear with me 1 second. I'm just going to get my manager over just to see if I can get past this for you. 1 sec.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, Laura.
Yes.
Hi, just double checking. Do you have your location settings on your internet browser?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah. Is there any other address you can try? Laura?
Okay, hold on. I'm putting in an old one. Can just fix it, maybe?
Yeah, we can change it after.
No, it's still not accepting it.
Still not accepting it.
You put the address, you let you put the whatever address there?
Yeah, my location.
Location stand on, okay. Okay. No.
Then the address probably might be wrong. Well, the zip code.
Yeah.
Something is wrong. We told them that address that you put the address.
Okay.
Do you know an address? Do they know an address in the States? I'm a family member or something?
No. Yeah.
Right. Any address? We'll be continued.
Yeah.
You know what you can do is go and see in the area from the zip code and just pick up an address from the zip code. They're not going to send them anything to the address. The address is just to have a phone call.
Sorry, Laura, just bear with me. I'm trying to fix this problem for you.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Laura. Hello? Hello.
Hello, 1 and 2. I'm going to get the underwriter to contact you. And in the meantime, I'm going to fix this problem for you, and I'll give you a call back within the next 30 minutes, if that's okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, no worries, Laura. Speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.